Okay, hi everybody, and I'd like to be able to get this image up, but I'm not doing too well. I don't know why that is. welcome. Well, here in Europe, it is the very end of the second day of Christmas. They always celebrate Christmas Eve and 2 days. And in the United States and in other places, I think we simply have 1 day of Christmas. I would like to be able to show my image just to talk to you, but I cannot seem to do it for some reason. I'm not sure. Oh, there we go. All right. I see what the problem was. Well, now, let me give you just the slightest rundown. I hate to revert back to the political situation, but I'll simply say this, that there are all kinds of plans to disrupt the January 6th meeting, in which the House of Representatives and the Senate are to confirm the electoral votes. It looks like hours and hours of debate are scheduled, going all through the night and into the next day. And it's impossible to tell exactly what kind of strategies are being used, and it may all come to nothing, but we still have our responsibility. What I'd like to do until Tuya can come back with us is simply do the glamour meditation for tonight. There is obviously ongoing lying and misrepresentation. And the main thing, a cynical manipulation of people who believe without thinking, simply because the authority figure has said this is the truth. This is exactly what happened during the Second World War in the Axis countries. The tendency is the same, and in my mind, no doubt, the same kinds of forces of evil are behind it. I simply share with you my own point of view. And maybe that is shared by many of you, maybe most of you, maybe not all of you, whatever. But anyway, we are presenting here the ongoing protection. And we'll try to see what's going to happen now is the Republican Party is going to be split. And Mr. Trump is attempting to force a vote in which the various Congress people and senators have to go on record as voting for him, and all of the misrepresentation or against him, which endangers their possibilities of being reelected. At least that's how they conceive it to be. And there's a lot of truth in that. So he's basically, he's working through the politics of intimidation. He's trying to intimidate the Republican members of the House of Representatives and the Republican senators into voting for him, because then his base will support those who vote for him. So he thinks, I personally think that within 3 years' time, maybe as a result of the 2022 elections, that there will be serious law issues brought against the present president, and it will be astrologically signaled by the presence of Saturn, representing the dweller on the threshold, exactly at his seventh house cusp. This means confrontation with the law. It doesn't happen immediately, but I think it will happen fairly decisively. And I personally do not foresee, you know, what can you do? You look forward the best you can. I do not foresee a run for president at 2024, even if he has not been accused of criminal activity and civil activity, which I think he will be. And that I think those accusations will be held up, will be supported by the facts. I believe that the day of reckoning karmically is coming when Saturn appears at the seventh house cusp, you know, in Libra and at the seventh house. Saturn is probably the strongest of anywhere in a horoscope. So I think, you know, we will have a very difficult several years for many reasons. And there must be at this point added protection, doing our little part in creating the Great Defending Wall, which is the love and the light and the sacrifice that people like ourselves in groups are willing to make. So it's my hope that by tomorrow we will be back to normal. We'll see whether that is possible, and I hope Tuya can rejoin us. But for the moment, I'm just going to work with the glamour meditation. Most of you know it, and if you don't, it's fairly straightforward. Basically, we're going to project a beam of self-generated light onto the astral plane and try to weaken these particular glamours that involve the third ray particularly, and some of the first ray. So let's get right into the meditation. And I think It looks like for Saturdays and Sundays, by the way, just to address myself to what Yvonne has said, it does look like we're about 30 minutes earlier. And we'll let you know, perhaps it all says that every weekend it will be that way. I don't know myself yet. Tuya knows. So we'll just have some silence in which we come together. And wherever we are, we can begin to feel that coalescence, of the group recognizing it is one group, one soul. And that our purpose is to help to weaken some of these glamours which are holding so many insufficiently thoughtful people in a kind of prison. And we'll use our protective formula because when you work on behalf of the Christ and his hierarchy, you are noticed and it can be risky. So will each of us take the precaution of the forehead, the heart, the left eye, the right eye, and we'll trace light using the formula, which is here before our eyes, and we'll want to memorize that, of course. As a soul, I work in light. And darkness cannot touch me. I take my stand within the light. I work. And from that point, I never move. Imagine yourself and the group protected by this assertion and by this light. And then we gather the three areas of light together, the light of matter, or vitality lifted up to the lower mental plane, the light of thought, logic, reason on the mental plane, the light of the soul, clarifying all things, and brought down to join the other two lights. And a triple light is created, which is as if one light. All these lights are fused, and blended. And we say the light is one, and in that light shall we see light. This is the light that turns the darkness into day. We send our light out onto the astral plane to help detect and weaken the glamours by which people are being manipulated, their desire is so strong, and the distortion of their truth, or of truth, is for them inconsequential, that they let desire run everything. And are subject to the same demagogic impulse which swept through the world during the time of the Second World War. It could happen. But we work at weakening that possibility. We use the formula and intensify that light, which is scanning the astral plane for those clouds, veils, miasmas, distortions, preventing love and light from penetrating the astral plane. So we use together in deep concentration. The formula. Radiance and power are we. We stand forever with our hands stretched out, linking the heavens and the earth. The inner world of meaning and the outer world of glamour, the subtle world, which is outer, really. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus, with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. Remember, the light of day is the scorpionic light ruling the Buddhic plane and all human monads. And we strengthen that beam going out onto the astral plane through the spiritual will, which is our willingness. To abide by the law and by the will of God as much as we can fathom that. So the beam is strong as it searches out the glamours, and weakens the glamour or glamours we're working on, and we affirm this by saying, with power upon its beam, the light is focused on the goal. We're working with this glamour, now intensifying during these last 30 and a few days before the inauguration. Actually, it's 20 and a few days. And the craziness that goes along with it, with the desperation, with the psychological sickness, with the deliberate attempts on the part of the glamour-inducing forces to throw that cloak of glamour over the minds of millions, but especially at this point over the leaders, the representatives, the senators. It's an attack. And we think of, you know, the minister of propaganda in Germany long ago, Goebbels. He says, if you're going to tell a lie, tell it big, tell it often. Well, that method is being used. And we think of all the harm that has been done through the manipulation of the masses of relatively unthinking true believers. Some of you know the Shakespearean play, Julius Caesar. And you have heard and studied Mark Antony's demagogic speech to the multitudes, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones, and so forth. He spoke to their passions. He knew how to do it and secured his own power. Much evil has been done using the masses who have not yet reversed the wheel as the tool of manipulative demagogues. and the result is chaos and the trampling of the good underfoot. So let us focus on these words of power. The power of our united light prevents the appearance of the glamour of lying and cynical manipulation for personal advantage. The power of our united light negates the quality of this glamour, from affecting humanity. The power of our united light destroys the life behind this glamour of lying and cynical manipulation for personal advantage. Now we're going to have our 5 minutes of silence as we visualize the light, our beam, penetrating the glamour, producing its weakening and its dissipation, each in your own way, in the silence. With your intensity of purpose growing as you visualize the light, proceeding in its task. 5 minutes. And instead of a glamorous situation and this constant manipulation, the sun of truth and clarity, of straight dealings, of love, wisdom, of sacrifice, shines upon the astral plane. And this especially helps, we conceive, in our battle for democracy and for respecting the will of the people without trying to steal the vote, one of the greatest projections going on in this whole messy business. Our goal to scatter the clouds so that the sun shines. This is symbolic, of course, but you will all understand. Now we, as if withdraw our beam, we breathe it back and redistribute the lights of the soul, of the mind, of matter, always ready to be part of the great defending wall as much as may be possible for us. And we'll sound the Om three times, understanding that we have been working under purpose and have done a little bit to weaken the grip of glamour over the unsuspecting. We will return tomorrow with this continuation of these meditations. Hopefully we'll be able to bring you also the meditation we have been using, exemplifying the occult use of color. A powerful technique, and I'm not sure if that is the only meditation tomorrow. Maybe Tuya could enter something to let us know if that's the only meditation tomorrow at the same link.
Michael, it is tomorrow, it is the only meditation.
Okay.
I'm sorry, tomorrow is Sunday, yes, the only meditation.
Okay. I lost the day somewhere in there.
Yes, and 9:30 GMT, yes, exactly.
9:30 GMT, yes.
Mm-hmm. Same time than today.
Okay. We have a somewhat new schedule coming up and some new methods of reaching you, which will come out shortly. And, you know, hope to make everything as clear as possible. We appreciate your presence here today. Whether we have, you know, like a spontaneous glamour meditation or the occult color meditation, they are all towards the same purpose. The counteracting, the plotting and the planning to subvert democracy. That must not happen. And we'll do our little bit to remain vigilant so that it does not happen. At least we'll contribute something to it. But still, stay alert. And of course, we're having all the full moon activities coming right up. And the sacred pentagram activities coming up, and then the big New Year's vigil round the clock for some of us, and you can join in when you can. And we have some people that are experienced in the work, and they'll be having little presentations and answering some questions from their point of view about this past year and the year or years to come as they see and understand it. So quite a bit is coming up, and hopefully it will be nourishing for all of us. Okay, lots of love and many blessings from Tuya and me and from the whole communications group and faculty and admin of Moria and USR, SRI. Thank you. And great to be working with you. Our work will become a little more intense as we go. So bye for now.